and discuss a few things about the program as well, right? His name is Mario. Huh?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello. Hey, Tim. How are you doing today?
Doing all right.
Tim, my name is Mario. I'm one of the supervisors with the company. I'm going to try to make this pretty brief, brother. I like to be mindful of people's time, so I'll just, you know, be straight to the point. I hope you're okay with that. Big Boy Housing, just a couple of questions. What exactly do you specialize in?
Windows and doors.
Okay, perfect.
Actually, my real company name I would prefer to use is Brubaker Windows and Doors.
Brubaker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that a separate LLC or entity that you have, aside from Big Boy?
Yep.
Okay. All right, well, here's what we have to offer, Tim. I know that pricing was one of your concerns on why, you know, on why you haven't pursued to get Brubaker on the first page of Google. You know, so what we're proposing is exactly that, is to get the company on that first page. Now, Brubaker, is it the same? Also, windows and doors?
What's the same?
The other entity that you're referring to, I said, you guys, is it the same specialty? Are you also doing windows and doors? Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure we were clear there. So what we are proposing is, again, we would put you right alongside of like first class, window and door, Cuyahoga Hoga Falls. Windows, Pro Renovators, these are some of the locals, Akron, Pella Windows and Doors, and Middlefield. Not sure if you heard of these guys before, Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, these guys are your first options on Google. I just wanted to let you know that, because that's where we would be placing you. Is right alongside of your competitors, right on that first.
What did you type?
What did I type?
Mm-hmm.
What you're asking? I typed into the Google search bar window and door installations near Peninsula, and these are the companies that came up as your first options.
Okay.
So that's where we would be placing you. You already have your own domain, which is your own website, which is awesome. We don't have to build one for you. That definitely allows me to adjust the pricing for you. How about social media, Tim? Are you in any social media?
I mean, I post some things on Facebook, but I don't really advertise there.
Okay. Well, the only reason I'm asking is we work hand by hand with Meta. I'm sure you're familiar with Meta. Meta is who runs Facebook. Meta and Google have a partnership, so we work with Facebook directly. We would be able to promote the Facebook page that you have and run ads on Facebook for you. Okay? And that would already be included within our service. We would also list you through Apple, which is the last platform that we work with. So we will list you on Apple. For anyone that has an iPhone and uses Safari to do searches, we'll list you through the Apple platform. Now, in reference to the pricing, you know, the pricing is actually quite affordable. People hear Google and right away relate it to, you know, something expensive. The month-to-month price is $249 a month. There's no contract. It's a month-to-month service. That'll keep you as one of the top recommended options on the first page of Google, right alongside of your competitors. You know, the guys there that I mentioned to you, that's how they stay busy, right? It's not that they're doing better work than you are, Tim. It's the simple fact that their first option's on Google that keeps them occupied. And that's where we would be placing you. Like I said, there's no contract attached to the $249. It's a month-to-month service, which means that, you know, you do have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time. But if we're being frank with one another, I mean, if we're keeping you busy, I don't see why you would want to stop the service, because at the end of the day, what matters, you know, are the results, right? And that we're obviously, you know, fulfilling our end and making sure that we're keeping you occupied. And that's what we can do on the first page of Google. Not promising you false expectations, saying that you're going to be rich or that you're going to have 100 jobs lined up. Doesn't work that way either, but we can definitely keep you occupied.
Okay. So you pay $249 a month, and
correct.
That's an unlimited amount of people typing in Windows near me or window installers or...
Yeah, so you have a total of 15 keywords that per Google guidelines are allowed, Tim. So you give me 15 keywords. I mean, obviously, you know, common sense tells me that I'm going to put, you know, window installer, windows near me, doors near me, door installer, right, which is about four or five of the keywords. Now, if you do anything that falls outside of this, that, you know, as long as it's a service that you render to the public, we can also list that on Google for you, right? But it has to be a service.
Windows and sliding glass doors, so.
I see. That's another one, sliding glass doors. Okay, perfect. And what's your last name, Tim?
My last name is Brubaker.
Brubaker. Oh, okay. Well, that explains the the other company name. Gotcha. Okay. And email address, Tim? Do you have an email address?
Yeah, brubakerwindows@gmail.com.
brubakerwindows@gmail. Okay. All right. And can you spell your last name for me? Is it Brew? Is that what you said? B-R-E-W, or am I spelling that incorrect?
No, it's B-R-U. B-A-K-E-R.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously,
it's actually Brubakers with an S at the end, Windows with an S at the end, at gmail.com.
Okay. So, bear with me one second. Okay. All right. Yep, there it is. It came right, you know, since we do work with our Google system here, it came right, validated right back. I had that misspelled. That's why it came back incorrect. Now, the 330-524-6005, is that a good number that you would want listed on Google, or do you have a different number where the clients can call you?
It's this number, 330-524-6005.
Yeah, that's the number I just provided to you. I just wanted to make sure that's the number that we can list on Google where you can get the calls, you know, to do the work.
Yeah.
So, okay, sounds good. Bear with me one second. Go ahead, I'm listening.
So you'll have me, Brubaker Windows, show up and...
Yeah, I'm changing the name now, so I'm going to have Brubaker show up here. So is it Brubaker Windows and Glass? Is that what it is? Windows
Brubaker
and Doors, I'm sorry?
Windows and Doors.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Doors. Okay. Perfect. Let me update that so I can show that name on Google. One second. Okay.
Did you just text me?
Yeah, you should get normally when I'm talking to you, you'll get my information, the company info. Says, hey, this is Mario with Local Splash. Let's get your company on the first page of Google, and then it gives you our company information, my extension. All right.
So can I text that my website?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so obviously it's not going to be the bigboyhousing.com then, right? Do you have a different one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, you can text me back there, and then we'll list that one on Google as well. What address do you have the business registered to, Tim? I mean, don't worry, we're not going to put that on Google, obviously. It's for our records only.
What?
What address do you have the business registered to? I said, we're not going to put it on Google. It's simply for our records.
4707 State Road. Peninsula, Ohio, 44264.
Okay, 4707 State Road. I have a zip code pop up for me of 44264.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Now, what days and what times that you wanted to show on Google, Tim, that you're open to take calls from customers?
I can take calls pretty much any day and time up till, like, you know, 11 at night.
Did you just want me to list you like a 24 hours service provider with emergency calls, or did you want to have an actual schedule pop up on Google? I mean, it's totally up to you, you know, but if you're doing 11
o'clock.
I was going to say, if you're doing 11 o'clock at night, we can just do a 24 hour service. That's probably going to bring, you know, a little bit of more customers that are awake, you know, during the midnight hours. Okay. So I'll just list you Monday through Sunday, 24-hour service. Okay. Now, how far did you say outside of Peninsula you're willing to travel for new clients? Well, I should say, how far did you want
to
be viewed?
30 to 40 miles.
Okay, 30 to 40. Okay. 30 to 40 miles. Perfect. Okay. And then what's the name of that Facebook page that you have, Tim?
It's just my personal profile.
Oh, you don't have a business ones for Brubaker?
No.
Okay. No worries. We'll help you make one for Brubaker, since we work, like I told you, with Facebook. So we'll help you build one for Brubaker, and then, you know, we'll promote that on Facebook for you. Neat one. Okay. Did you send that website over yet, or did you want to read it off to me? I can type it in.
I did. Did you get it?
Bear with me 1 second. I got to change screens here. Yes. Brubakerwindows.com. Okay. Brubaker. I see that there's no S. Is that correct, Tim?
Yeah, that's my website. My email has an S.
That's the only reason I asked, because I did see that one of them had an S and the other one didn't. I just wanted to make sure you didn't do a typo there. Okay, bear with me 1 second here. All right, give me 1 second. And then, are you open for commercial, Tim, or you're just wanting to stick to residential?
Yeah, just residential.
Okay. Sorry for the question. Our system here, on behalf of Google, prompts me to ask you that again. I apologize. I know that you were already asked that question. Okay. Perfect. So I'm listing you only residential on Google. So on that first page, you're going to come up as a residential provider only. And then I need to create a password for the account that I created here, Tim. This is in case you call us or we contact you. We want to make sure you're the only person that we are speaking with. So I'm going to, you have 3 questions that you can choose from, and the answer to whichever question you choose will be the password. You have your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name.
Read your mother's maiden name.
Okay, go ahead.
Tedesco.
All right. Do you mind helping with that spelling?
T-E-D-E-C-O.
T-E-D-E-C-O, Tedeco. Did I say that correctly?
T-E-D-E-C-O, Tedeco.
Okay. Well, the way you're pronouncing it, it sounds like there's an S before the E, but when you spelled it out, there's no S. So I just want to make sure I have it correct.
Yeah. I don't know. That's how I always spelled it.
Okay. I'm just going to put it that way then. Tedeco.
Okay.
All right. TEDECO. Perfect. And that's going to be the password to the account. Okay. Perfect. And then right now, if you start getting calls from customers, right, off the Google platform, because obviously that's what's going to happen once you hit that first page, you are able to attend to new clients, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, bear with me here one quick second. And then the brewbakerwindows@gmail, which you just sent me, you have access to that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. You're going to start getting the confirmations there in 1 second here, Tim. All right. And then regarding the monthly service charge of $249, Tim, did you want to take care of that with a company card, or do you prefer to use a personal debit card?
Can you go any lower on that?
On the pricing? Well, here's the thing, and I'm going to be a straight shooter with you, brother. If we go anything lower than the $249, some of the services will be removed from there. So if you don't care about that, I could reduce that down to $199, which I don't recommend, honestly, if I'm being a straight shooter, because the ads and the services that we would run through the social media portion, along with like the Apple listings, those are going to be gone. And I mean, then we would only be talking directly about putting you on the first page of Google. If you don't care about those, then I can do $199. But honestly, if you ask me, I'm just being a straight shooter for $50, it's definitely worth it, only because it's going to bring you more traffic on that end. And I'll tell you this much, our clients
so you're
that have...
Go on.
Go ahead. No.
So you're going to go on Facebook too?
Yeah, your company is going to go on Facebook as well. That's correct. And then not only is it going to go on Facebook, you're going to have the ads running on Facebook, right? So are you familiar how Facebook ads work, Tim, or you're not?
I think you pay for an ad. I don't know.
Right. Well, if you contact Facebook directly, you're correct. They will charge you per ad, but that's already included within our service because we have a partnership with Facebook. But the way that it works, I don't know if you've been on your phone, on your personal Facebook, right, and you're just scrolling, looking at your friends or looking at the news or whatever, and then suddenly you see ads that pop up for, like, tree services or a plumber or an electrician. So it's the same concept, right? So when people are on their Facebook page, they're going to see ads pop up for Brewbaker, right, and the services that you offer. And that service generates quite a bit of leads. So that's why I was telling you, I mean, on a personal note, that it's worth giving it a shot, you know, to use that service. And then as well as putting you through the Apple platform, right, for anyone that has an iPhone, they use a server called Safari. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Safari. So you would also be listed on the Apple platform for anyone that has an iPhone that gets on their iPhone and they Google or they go on the Safari and they put in, you know, remodeling or any of the services that you offer. Brewbaker will also pop up for them. So, like I said, for $50, it's definitely worth it. But if you're not able to swing that, you know, I would only do the Google and get you on that first page. And I can reduce that to $199. But if you can swing that $249, you know, take my word for it. I mean, I know it's, you know, obviously, you know, again, it's just worth it, you know. But if you're not able to swing it, then we can reduce it to $199.
All right. We can do that $250.
Okay. All right. Bear with me 1 second. Now, are you using a company card or are you using a personal debit card?
Personal.
Okay, since we work with very secure systems, just I do have to let you know that it has to match exactly, because I know sometimes Tim is short for like Timothy or another name. I'm not saying that's the case with you, but if it is, it has to be identical to what's on the card. If not, it will not accept it.
All right.
Okay, so what name does it? Timothy, okay. And is that T-I-M-O-T-H-Y?
Yeah.
Okay. And then last name, B R U B A K K-E-R. Is there a middle initial, Tim?
R.
R as in Romeo. So Timothy R. Mm-hmm. Brubaker. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. And then the card that you're using, is it a Visa, MasterCard?
MasterCard.
Okay, all MasterCards start with the number 5. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead.
5144-7400.
Okay.
0305.
Okay.
9646.
Expiration?
0626.
June 2026. And then lastly, there's something that's called a CC code. It's the last digits behind the card, which should be 3 numbers.
986.
All right, Tim, stand by for me while I verify that the card you provided is a valid one, okay? So just bear with me 1 second here. I got to process this through, and just give me a verification here if everything is good to go, and we can get the ball rolling. Oh, another question, Tim. You're going to get a call from our IT guys. They give you a courtesy call. You know, I'm sure you know what the IT department is, right? These are the guys that do all the back-end work for us, and I like to call them the computer geniuses, right? I mean, they do all the back-end work. They're going to give you a call. They can call you either later today or tomorrow. You know, they're going to make sure that they have all the keywords correctly, because these are the guys that put you on Google, that do the Facebook. What time do you have about 20 or 30 minutes to spare? Are you available later today, or would you prefer a call tomorrow morning?
I'm available now.
Okay. Yeah, so I have, because I'm looking at their calendar, and here, let me tell you exactly, because that's a different department, but let me look, make sure I can. All right.
What's your company name again?
It's right there on the text message that I sent over to you. Local Splash. Local, like your local company, and then Splash, like a splash of water. Okay. I have an availability 2 hours from now on their schedule, or I have an availability at 5 p.m., Tim. Whatever works for you.
You said 2 or 5?
Let's see here. It's 2 or 5. Absolutely. I'm sorry. You're correct.
Yeah, I can do 2.
2 o'clock. Okay. Bear with me 1 second. Let me lock you in there. All right. And I do have to read our disclosure to you really quick. It's pretty brief, but I do have to read it since our calls are monitored and recorded for quality assurance. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification, Tim. The reason behind this, we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as we're on the phone, you're going to get all the confirmations and the invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to clarify anything for you. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. Like I said, the call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure I do have everything correct, do you mind providing me the exact name of the company?
Brubaker's Windows and Doors, LLC.
Perfect. Brubaker's Windows and Doors, LLC. Okay, can you please state your name, Tim, and the title that you have with the company?
Timothy Brubaker.
Right. Are you, and your title, you know, owner, president, manager?
Owner,
thank you very much. And you are an authorized party, Tim? To initiate service on behalf of Brubaker LLC, correct?
Right.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing account that you provided, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Tim, we ask that you're also involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if
One second. I'm getting a call.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who are you?
You have been kicked from this conference.